Hey there, Dopamine Damage Control Squad. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz, back with another dose of real talk to help you reclaim your focus and kick those addictive urges to the curb. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're saying yes to everything and everyone, even when it drains you? We're talking about setting those healthy boundaries, the invisible fences that protect your time, energy, and sanity. Trust me, this isn't about becoming a hermit or a grumpy pants, it's about owning your space and saying no with grace and power. We all deserve to feel safe and respected in our lives, right? So, buckle up, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that will change the game when it comes to building those healthy boundaries. Number 1. Recognize your worth. Seriously, this is a foundational principle. You are not obligated to be everyone's therapist, cheerleader, or problem solver. You have your own dreams, goals, and needs that deserve attention too. Think of it like this: imagine someone constantly borrowing money without ever paying you back. Would you keep lending? Probably not. Your time and energy are just as valuable. Learn to say no to requests that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Number 2. Communicate clearly and directly. This is where the magic happens. Gone are the days of beating around the bush or hoping people will magically understand your unspoken needs. Be clear, be assertive, and stand firm in what you're willing to do and not do. A simple "I appreciate you asking, but I'm unable to commit to that right now" can be a powerful boundary setter. You don't need to apologize or over-explain, just state your boundaries with confidence. Number 3. Practice saying no without guilt. This is a tough one for many of us, but it's essential. We're often conditioned to please others and avoid conflict, but saying no is actually an act of self-care. You have the right to protect your time and energy. Remember, saying yes when you want to say no can lead to resentment and burnout. So embrace the power of no, it's a liberation. Number 4. Set physical boundaries too. It's not just about what we say, it's also about how we protect our physical space. This means things like not letting people overstep your personal bubble, creating a designated work zone in your home, or taking time for yourself away from screens and constant stimulation. Think of it like this: you wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? Extend the same respect to your physical presence, create those safe zones where you can recharge and feel truly at ease. And finally, number 5. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't a one-time thing, they require ongoing reinforcement. It might feel awkward at first, but the more you practice setting boundaries, the easier it becomes. Remember, consistency is key. Don't let people walk all over your limits just because they're used to it. You deserve respect, and clear boundaries are how you get it. Think about that last time someone asked you for a favor when you really couldn't spare the time or energy. Did you say yes out of obligation or guilt? Maybe you put off your own tasks or commitments because you felt pressured to help. We've all been there. But remember, saying no doesn't make you a bad person, it makes you prioritize your well-being. It's about choosing what truly matters and protecting your valuable resources. So, let's recap our key takeaways for today's Dopamine Damage Control episode. Recognize your worth, communicate clearly, practice saying no without guilt, set physical boundaries too, and be consistent. These 5 strategies are your secret weapons for building healthy boundaries and reclaiming control of your time, energy, and life. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one boundary you want to implement this week. Maybe it's saying no to that extra meeting, taking a break from social media, or simply creating a dedicated quiet time in your day. Share your goals with me on social media. Let's support each other in building those strong boundaries. And remember, every small step counts. You got this. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell so you don't miss out on our next episode. Until then, keep shining bright and stay focused, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.